Puerto Ricans are still celebrating after their national men's basketball team completely outplayed the United States at the Olympics. Last night's game wasn't even close. This isn't the strongest version of America's so-called dream team, but the U.S. was hardly expected to be humiliated by the Puerto Ricans. NPR's Tom Goldman is in Athens. Tom, the U.S. lost 92-73. Now, if you're American coach Larry Brown, what do you do?
Probably go get the Detroit Pistons, which he coached to the NBA title a couple of months ago. Larry Brown got the Pistons to play smart team basketball and great defense, and they beat the mighty Los Angeles Lakers, and they did it without any real superstars. The problem is here in Athens, he's been handed a bunch of NBA stars, albeit second-tier stars, since most of the league's top players passed on the Olympics. And they just haven't gelled. They haven't figured out the international game, which emphasizes good zone defense, outside shooting, and executing plays. So, generally speaking, that's not the kind of basketball being played in the NBA right now.
Well, this was America's first loss in the Olympics since NBA players started competing in the games 12 years ago. You know, that first dream team, as they were calling it, then toyed with the competition. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly did. Well, the NBA successfully exported basketball to the rest of the world, thanks in large part to Michael Jordan's spectacular global fame in the 1990s. And now it's kind of come back to haunt the league. Overseas countries caught the basketball bug, but they taught it and practiced it the right way, fundamentally sound. Meanwhile, the NBA, some say, has become consumed by kind of a cult of individualism, meaning the emphasis is on dunking and one-on-one play and individual stars getting their highlights on ESPN SportsCenter. And Renee, we have seen the world creeping up on the U.S. At the 2000 Olympics, Lithuania almost beat the Americans in the semifinals. And in 2002, the U.S. finished sixth at the World Championships, which were played in America.
Plus, those international players are now joining the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. And an interesting thing here is that some of these teams in Athens have one or two players who are playing for their NBA players who are playing for their home countries. And it's having an effect. Puerto Rico, for instance, they have Utah Jazz guard Carlos Arroyo. Now, he's not a superstar, but he's a good player who knows he can play with these NBA stars, and he certainly did last night. And that confidence spreads to the rest of the team, which, you know, has nothing to lose since it's playing the mighty U.S., and we saw the result. 19-point drubbing.
So does this loss suggest that this American dream team is doomed?
No, not really. I mean, there's still a lot of basketball to play, and the Americans still are considered gold medal contenders, and they know what they have to do. The question is, can they learn this style of basketball quickly? Regardless of what they do, every team in this tournament is emboldened by what Puerto Rico did. Puerto Rico was not supposed to beat the U.S., and this gives powerful teams like Serbia, Montenegro, and Lithuania a lot more confidence.
Well, we had just a few seconds left. Swimming. Talk to us about that. That's today's big sport.
Big race, 200-meter freestyle, that's the crawl for all of us YMCA swimmers. Billed as a matchup between Ian Thorpe of Australia and American Michael Phelps. There's also a very deep field with the defending Olympic champion Peter van den Hoogenband in it. It's going to be a great race.
Thanks very much. NPR's Tom Goldman in Athens. Olympic coverage, including an Athens diary by NPR correspondents and editors, is at npr.org.